Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 1st, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican government signs MOU with U.S. agency to reduce disaster risk. Jamaica's Ministry of Finance and Public Service signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, to facilitate cooperation on reducing disaster risks and financing risk reduction. The action recognizes that Jamaica's economic development is at continuous risk from natural disasters, and while the country has made significant improvements in its debt problems, a natural disaster could wipe out all the progress made. This MOU builds on previous collaborative and cooperative efforts. U.S. hospital ship to provide medical services to Jamaicans. The United States Navy hospital ship, Comfort, will provide medical services over 6 days during a medical mission to Jamaica. The ship, partnered with health and governmental agencies in the Caribbean, South America, and Central America. The ship, docked in Kingston Harbor, provides necessary medical aid to communities with urgent health care problems and displays the strong commitment of medical professionals to strengthen and improve local health care capacity. This week's Caribbean news. Health sector in the Caribbean preparing for climate change. The Caribbean Action Plan on Health and Climate Change represents the efforts of the region to enhance and strengthen the physical and mental health treatment capacity of the healthcare sector. The agreement received approval from participants at the 3rd Global Conference on Health and Climate Change hosted in Grenada in 2018. The conference centered on small developing island states and received the endorsement of health ministers throughout the Caribbean. The goal is to create more climate-resilient healthcare systems by promoting inter-sector ministerial actions for mitigation and increased awareness of climate change in addition to financing issues. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Seattle woman honored for service to city's Jamaican population. Enid Dwyer was one of the first Jamaicans in the Seattle, Washington area, and for 50 years she has encouraged and mentored many Jamaicans who moved to the city. She was named Honorary Consul to the State of Washington in 1995 by Jamaica's government, making her informal teaching and mentoring an official activity. Among her many accomplishments over the years are the creation of the Friends of Jamaica organization Seattle, which provides aid to Jamaicans in the area. Dwyer was recently honored by Jamaican Ambassador Audrey Marks, who presented her with the government's national honor for service to the Seattle Jamaican population. This week's business news. JPS and Marabuni Power Facility to be transformative. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, joined with Marabuni Power International in commissioning its innovative lab. The iLab is designed to provide a transformative solution to provide graduate students and student interns with a chance to discover creative ways to resolve problems and make real-world changes in the energy industry. According to Emmanuel DeRosa, the president and CEO of JPS, who spoke at iLab's official opening, the lab has its roots in a new reality facing companies. Innovation must become a way of life for firms in the energy sector as it develops at a rapid pace. DeRosa says JPS must foster an environment where innovation occurs while meeting the needs of energy customers. The lab offers the space in which to follow the separate but necessary activities that support daily operations. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Grandson of John Holt pursues own music career. Skewayne Holt, grandson of the late John Holt, understands he faces challenges in maintaining his father's legacy but he's prepared to do so in his own way, he says. Now 21, he uses the stage name Bam Holt and notes that while his family name may open some doors for him in the music industry, he doesn't expect to receive a free ride. He believes his family is a blessing to him and considers his name a head start, but he is prepared to make his own mark despite pressures from some listeners for him to sound like his grandfather. I am my own person. I will be keeping my grandfather's legacy alive, but I will have my own, he said, adding that he is confident he has the ability and talent to make it on his own in the industry. This week's sports news. Zanita Alvaranga, 14, breaks swim record in her age group. Swimmer Zanita Alvaranga, who's just 14 years old, broke the 50-meter long course freestyle record at the Dean Martin Memorial AB Long Course Swim Meet for her age group. In the 13 to 14-year-old girls group, she swam the distance with a time of 25.34 seconds. The previous 13 to 14-year-old girls national age group record was set in 2018 with a time of 26.48 by Emily McDonald. Alvaranga represents the Kaizen Swim Club in Kingston. A knee injury forced her to forego the first three sessions of the competition, said Rory Alvaranga, her father and coach, but she recovered her ability to race. Following an 11-second reduction in her personal best time in the 200-meter breaststroke, she broke the freestyle record. Alvaranga swam for Jamaica at the 2019 FINA World Junior Swimming Championships in Budapest, finishing 25th in the 50 fly, which was the highest finish for a Jamaican woman. In that meet, she also holds 11 national age group records in long course. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.